Hi, girly pops. Welcome back, or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. We are officially in the year 2025, and welcome to season three. If you're new here, or if you have been here for a while, to set the standard, to set the tone, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. Yes, I do make the rules. So we're just going to do a quick little check-in. I missed you guys so much over the holiday. I hope you guys all had an amazing end of your December and all of your January. As we all know, January is a trial month. So, you know, if you didn't have the best or most quote unquote productive January, do not worry about it. We're going to talk about the elephant in the room, the damn groundhog, okay? That little furry rodent, what's his name, Phil? He was not lying about 6 more weeks of winter. Now, was that like 2 weeks ago? Hopefully, we're almost, you know, out of the woods with this damn snow. But as of right now, we are in a, what is it, a weather advisory by the National something? I don't know. I just saw it pop up on my laptop. But anyways, happy 2025. That brings a new season of It's Nap Time. A new season of Stranger Things, hopefully. Those kids are going to be adults by the time this season comes out. A new season of Euphoria, which, you know, it will never be the same. A new season of You. I think it's the last season of You, by the way. Love is Blind. You know, they always crank one out around Valentine's Day. Guys, I recently just got put on to the show Yellowjackets like a month ago. And yeah, they're dropping a new season, but they're doing it week by week, which is like kind of horrible. But, you know, there are bigger problems out there, which anyways, guys, happy Valentine's Day. Okay. What better way to romanticize today than to have an episode drop on Valentine's Day? The day of love. A little foreshadowing because, guys, this is the year of self-love, okay? Now, I know I have talked so much about self-care, self-love, but, like, we're gonna get into the nitty-gritty of it, okay? So, buckle up and, I don't know, grab a beverage, a caffeinated beverage. I am currently drinking my drink of choice today is a little ASMR for you guys, which, by the way, I actually hate ASMR when it's, like, someone whispering into the microphone. Oh my gosh, you'll never catch me doing that. But you might hear my nails or my rings clinking against my glass, but I'm drinking a Cherry Slush Alani, and yeah, it's just, it's too good. The pink is also very good. But happy Valentine's Day. This is the year of self-love, and today, and this month, this year really, we are going to be romanticizing the mundane, the average, and the daily routines, okay? As we all know, not every single day is going to be glitz and glam, right? And on the flip side, not every day is going to be doom and gloom. Most days, if I'm being quite honest with you, are going to be very quote-unquote boring, one might say, where you're just kind of making it through the day and coasting by. Now, I want you to, instead of hating these days and viewing them as filler days and kind of wishing for them to go away and just like daydreaming of a very fun and exciting day, I want you to be appreciative of them. Kind of stop in your tracks and be like, oh wow, like this is what leisure time feels like, and soak up that boring. Because guys, I promise you, there are going to be plenty of fast-paced days, both good and bad, where you wish you could just take a beat, take a pause, chill on the couch, take a nap, have one of your lazy days, binge a show. I promise you, and I'm sure that is no big, like, you know, grand reveal of information to anyone, but it's always nice to be reminded of these things. And one thing I think adds to this is social media. Now, I love social media. I think it's amazing. I think there are so many opportunities, so many ways to express yourself, ways to tap into creativity. But social media, as we all know, or we all should know, is a highlight reel. And with that comes the normalization of things that aren't exactly normal. And if that is the content that you are consuming on a daily basis, it can kind of make you feel like these people are always doing like insane, crazy, awesome things, which like I'm sure there is a small percentage of people that are, but just for example, a daily Target shopping spree, huge shopping hauls, living in a beautiful house, like huge, I'm talking huge, lavish Christmas gift hauls, etc. Don't get down when you're watching those, and I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. If you do, it is on you to stop watching. The call is coming from inside of the house. And of course, there are times where you want to, I don't know, not even want to, but it's hard to not fall into this trap of like, well, damn, like that's not relatable. Why are they posting that? But if you find yourself constantly in that cycle, in that loop, and like, leaving hate comments even on people's videos being like, must be nice, baby girl. It is time to do some self-reflection because at a certain point in life, you have to be able to come to terms with things in your own life and stop projecting. For your literal own mental health, happiness, sanity. I love social media, like I said, but too much of one thing is instantly a bad thing, okay? So maybe it's time for you to delete Instagram and TikTok for a while or do a social media cleanse or look at who you're following and kind of adjust, okay? Let's talk about alone time. So this can be really uncomfortable for some people. Alone time used to make me extremely uncomfortable, okay? But it is so important to sit with those feelings and truly get to know yourself. Once you become comfortable and actually love and look forward to your alone time, it is some type of superpower that I promise you not everyone has. Filling your schedule with countless tasks or events or plans or anything really, just to avoid sitting by yourself and with your own thoughts, it probably means you are running away from something. And you owe it to yourself to learn and trust who you are. Now listen, it 100% can feel uncomfortable and scary at times to be stuck with your thoughts because like the second my head hits that pillow, my brain is running a million miles an hour. I'm like, where was this 3 hours ago when like I could have used this brain power? No. Of course, when I'm ready to, you know, close shop, my brain is like, oh, well, what about this, 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 and this? Remember when you did this? Yeah, girl. But it is something I truly believe everyone needs to be able to get comfortable with. Eventually, you will learn that you are the best person for you. And the traits that you love about other people and hanging out with other people, once you can find that in yourself, it is a game changer. Like I said, I struggled with this a lot when I was younger. For example, like if I wasn't with friends all the time or family or like someone like, I don't know, wanted alone time or, you know, when adults like talk about alone time, I would be like, that's just so sad and depressing. Like, that could never be me. But the main thing that really broke me out of that cycle was doing things alone. Going on walks alone, going shopping alone, going to the gym alone. And mainly the big one here, which obviously like not everyone is just going to be able to do this at ease, but traveling alone. I would say from the time I turned probably 16, 17, when I was going to visit my family in Ohio alone, all the way through college, because I was traveling from Arizona to Florida by myself, and then sometimes Arizona to New Jersey to see my boyfriend. But traveling alone really made me learn that number one, like, I do got me, and I am a pretty cool fucking bitch, right? We have a new podcast equipment set up, so I'm not sure if you can hear the train or not, but we're just gonna keep rolling with it. No pun intended. Your mid-20s are such an interesting time because it's kind of like a trial run for adulthood, except, you know, you are an adult. Friends and family can be scattered all across the map. You might even be living alone. And when you're no longer a child and have people raising you and like always looking for your best interest, the absence of others really starts to stand out. And like, those scary feelings of loneliness get bigger and like louder. But one tip I'm going to give you guys is to realize that you truly are never alone. You just might need to open your eyes a little bit more or search a little bit harder. Thousands of lives are being lived all around you, and that should be comforting, okay? I recommend going on a walk. Go to the store. Everyone around you is dealing with their own issues and has their own life plot, which honestly for me, helps me to feel less alone and less like there is this large, sorry, I just like whacked the microphone with my nails, and less like there is this large microscope and bright light focusing solely on me. And like if I do something wrong, the world is going to fall apart. But life goes on, guys. Like crazy concept, but I will never forget like when I went through my first breakup and the world didn't stop spinning. People didn't stop showing up to work, going to school. Teachers didn't stop teaching. Life goes on because so many other people are living so many, like they're living their own life. They have their own shit they're going through. Any thought or experience that you've had, I guarantee you at least a handful of people have experienced it to the same degree or maybe slightly off. And you know what? They might have even had it worse. I know people like to say someone else has it worse or it could be worse. And, you know, while that is true and it can be a good thing to hear, it can also be harmful to just write off your own emotions and invalidate your experience because someone else has it worse, okay? I like to think that people say that to cheer you up in a sense, you know, to be like, oh, like, it's not that bad, to help you kind of, I don't know, wrap your head around it and rationalize. But as long as you aren't constantly in a, oh, poor me mindset, then you know what? It might be beneficial to hear the words like someone else has it worse to help you cope with whatever you are going through and to change your perspective. Because guys, I can't say it enough. Change your perspective, change your life. It can save your life. I'm not even kidding you. Changing my perspective on things, on reality, helps me to save my own life. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is the world is not out to get you. There will always be someone or something to relate to someone about in this human experience. And I don't ever want you to feel alone, okay? I know with the digital age of social media, like, humans are more connected than ever, but we can almost feel more alone than ever because, again, it is the highlight reel, right? Now, speaking of other people, their own thoughts, their lives, their plot, whatever, there are people out there that see you in a much more beautiful way than you could ever imagine. Stay with me here. Think about how many times a stranger has walked by and you're like, oh, dang, I wish I would have complimented them. Maybe you liked their perfume or their cologne, their hairstyle, their nails, their outfit, etc. Now, I want you to think about how many times you were that stranger that walked by and someone wished they had complimented. You are not the only person on this earth that can recognize beauty and effort. So never, ever for a moment think that others don't feel the same way about you. One thing that we unfortunately grow out of, or most of us do at least, as we grow up and, you know, the world sadly hardens us, is complimenting people. Having that childlike joy and love and just commenting on something because you like it. I want to live life more unapologetically and open with my love and kindness, and that includes towards myself. Now, pause, that does not mean being a human doormat, because trust me, been there, done that, where I'm like, I'm just going to be this ray of sunshine to everyone and let everyone treat me like shit. Yeah, that's draining. We're not doing that. It actually means quite the opposite. The way I'm going to start showing myself more love and the way I want you to is learning to say yes to yourself and things that serve you, which in turn is going to mean that you're going to be saying no to others more. Not because you don't love them, not because you don't care about them, but because you come first, okay? Selfishness, I feel like people take the word selfish and make it this big, ugly thing, but in reality, there are scales and levels to things, and I think selfishness has a level, okay? You can definitely, you know, break the charts with your selfishness levels, but I believe that everyone should, to some degree, be selfish. Now, I want to talk about the importance of living for you a little bit more here. What I think people mean by having tunnel vision, I don't think it means having no regard for others, doesn't mean the grind doesn't stop and you shouldn't stop and smell the roses. I believe it means focusing so hard on something that you refuse to get sidetracked or blinded by other things. I challenge you to have tunnel vision on why your life is worth living, big or small reasons. And honestly, I think the smaller the better, because you're thinking a little bit harder and you're digging and you're searching and, you know, making every little thing beautiful, romanticizing every little thing, okay? Maybe it's the cute coffee shop that is within walking distance from your house. The way your dryer sheets make your laundry smell so cozy and fresh. The way your hair falls when you take it out of a claw clip. The way your pets get so excited when you come home. Maybe you go out every Wednesday with your girlfriends for drinks. Your perfectly curated morning or nighttime routine. Or honestly, maybe there is just something about you that draws people into you, like your kindness, your comforting aura, whatever. Find the little things. There can be big things too. It can even be surface level things, like, I don't know, maybe you have really pretty eyebrows. Maybe you have a really beautiful body that you've worked hard for. You have really pretty eyes. Once you start to compare your life to others, especially on social media, whether if it's an average person, an influencer, a celebrity, it can and it will make you lose sight of why your life is beautiful. There's a difference between acknowledging someone else's beauty and then starting to compare yourself. That is when it gets ugly, okay? All of the cliche things that you hear growing up, such as you can't pour from an empty cup, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, it's greener where you water it. Those things, those cliche things become cliche because they are said over and over again. And one of the things I've learned in my 26 years is that repetition equals consistency, and consistency builds habits and results. Now, I don't know about you, but I would much rather build a cheesy, cliche habit of believing those phrases than going about life always drained and comparing myself, my family, my loved ones, my friends, my social life, my work life, whatever, just my life to others. Now, I have said this so many times in past episodes, but this is the first time saying on an episode in 2025 in season 3. Here we go. Get a pen and paper if you don't already, or get your notepad out. Okay, get your notes app out. Comparison is the thief of joy. The first time I ever heard that, probably 5-ish years ago in college, it changed my life. I'm like not even being dramatic. It truly did, because you know, you hear things all the time like, don't compare yourself, like don't compare where you don't compete. And I kind of don't like that one, or it's like, you don't compare where you don't compete. That one's kind of like a petty one. But you know what? We all have a little bit of pettiness in our life. Or someone saying, they're just jealous of you, or this, that, and the third. But when I heard comparison is the thief of joy, something about that really struck me. And I was like, oh damn, I am not the only one that faces this. I'm not the only one that feels like so horrible and down about myself when I compare. I thought I was just this insecure, emotional, like over the top freak that just, you know, felt so low about myself. But once I heard that comparison is a thief of joy, I was like, damn, okay, period. You got that right. Yes, ma'am. Moving on. It kind of made me feel better about myself, and it allowed this weight to be lifted off my shoulders when I was comparing. You know what I mean? It kind of took like the weight of comparison out of comparing, if that makes sense. Guys, I absolutely love that the Mel Robbins talk on Let Them is going viral once again, because when I first heard that a couple years ago, around the same time I heard comparison is a thief of joy, it stuck with me, but not in the way that it sticks with me now. I don't know if it's the fact that my prefrontal cortex has developed, but her theory on letting people do what they are going to do and giving up control, expectations, standards, positive or negative connotations over a situation, a reaction, an action to overall save yourself the heartache and energy. Now that has helped me in so many situations, particularly one-sided relationships. Guys, I'm not just talking romantic relationships, because from the time I heard that, I've been with my current boyfriend and like nothing about it is one-sided. But for those of you that might be in a situationship where you are giving, giving, giving and getting nothing back, this is your time to see what they're doing for you is how they feel about you. Now, I don't know how I feel about the whole, if they wanted to, they would, because everyone shows love in a different way. Everyone shows up for others in a different way as well. But this is a big thing of just letting someone show up in the way that they're going to without you trying to control a situation. And it allows you to protect yourself. Now, aside from romantic relationships, family, friends, that is where this phrase, this theory, let them, has helped me, okay? You and your time are far too valuable to waste and spend trying to prevent an outcome from happening when you aren't even the one in control of the other person's actions. Believe it or not, I personally am a giver. One of my love languages, I love gift giving. I love reassuring people. But with that, a skill I've had to learn to protect myself and my heart and my sensitive ass is doing these things without any expectation from the other person. Doing it without even expecting a thank you. That is how far I've worked at this. To not even expect a thank you. Not everyone is me. Not everyone is you. And that's okay. Everyone has their own things that they're great at and ways that they like to show up for others. And that's why you love them, okay? People probably love about me that I am a giver, that I am a reassuring friend, that I am loyal. And things that I love about them might be completely different that they would never even think about. But when you remove your own personal feelings and like, for example, like when I remove my own feelings and like me basically from the situation and let them do them, the interaction and relationship becomes that much more authentic, that much more genuine, and you just get to know them better, honestly. I'm gonna leave you guys with a book recommendation. I know, who is she? But I'm gonna start reading this book per the TikTok girlies. It's called The 5 People You Meet in Heaven. I'm always looking for ways to strengthen my mind, you know, like it is a muscle. And I love books that also help your emotional intelligence that aren't just like blah, okay? The book that really, truly helped shift my mindset is called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. I also 1,000,000,000,000,000% recommend that to anyone and everyone. It kind of just like dumbs down life for you and you're like, oh shit, like Who cares? Oh, you know what? Who cares? Well, that was the episode. I hope you guys had an amazing second half of your December. January, as you know, it was the trial month for 2025. It's not too late to make your vision board, by the way, if you're into that type of stuff. I made mine in January and I feel so connected to it, okay? So I'm very excited to see how this year plays out. But anyways, I love you guys so much. I missed you guys. One little tweak is that episodes are going to be bi-weekly for the foreseeable future instead of weekly. And we also have a YouTube channel. Whoop whoop. So all my social medias are Natalie X Palick, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and the podcast socials are at It's Naptime Podcast on the same Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I really mainly post on Instagram for the podcast, but you know what? We're going to spread all the content out. You know what I mean? But I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. Please give the episode a 5-star rating and give us a follow, subscribe, whatever you feel like doing. As always, hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. I will catch up with you guys not next week, but the week after. Hope you have an amazing Valentine's Day filled with love. If you don't have a Valentine, you're my Valentine, girly pop. And if you're listening to this after Valentine's Day, I hope you had an amazing Valentine's Day. My Lonnie is kicking in, so it's time for me to go. Bye.